Every Wednesday at this time, we talk to a member of our good friends over at, or one of our good friends over at the AnchorRising.com, and Mark Comtois is lucky enough to be speaking to me this week.
Mark,
what's going on, pal?
Good, good. Just a note, I do want to have my own commission.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay, who would you like to be the chairman?
I would like to chair the commission for equality for short, stocky French Canadians in the NBA.
French Canadians in the NBA?
Yeah.
Are there any?
Exactly.
So you want to make sure
we need
potential
to investigate
guys.
This. I think there's some discrimination going on.
That is a very underrepresented community, and
exactly.
I appreciate you standing up and partaking
standing up as tall as I can. Yeah.
Yes. What do you got? What's your post about today? Tell everybody.
My post today, given that the Olympics are starting on Friday, and I know you're not a big fan, mm-hmm. and for my part, when the whole Dream Team thing occurred a few Olympics ago, that's when they started to lose me too. But
really.
I'm a jock at heart, so I appreciate a little competition.
Mm-hmm.
If not the pageantry and the storylines, right? I got a post up today about how China's trying to put the best face on their country.
Yeah,
shall we say?
Yeah,
it's pretty well documented the environmental problems they've been having.
It's a mess over there.
It's a mess.
Athletes can't breathe.
They got sea lettuce in where the regattas are supposed to be. I mean, it's ridiculous.
And they're seeding the clouds to make it so that the smog doesn't stay around.
Exactly.
I mean, where are the environmental wacko leftists on this one? It's amazing. They'll protest everything we do over here, but they won't dare go protest in China. But you know what it is? Because they share the same ideology in terms of their politics. They don't want to crucify them to it. Does you think that cloud seeding has anything to do with some climate change, maybe? I mean, screwing with Mother Nature's storm schedule?
Well, I mean, to say that people in the Western civilization side of things are skeptical at best about such a tactic is an understatement.
Yes.
But I guess if it makes everybody feel better, right?
Jesus.
So, and I also linked to the post. I did a book review on The Coming China Wars by Peter Navarro, which is a pretty interesting read. And he kind of ties together everything with their environmental problems and the economy and how they oppress their people and how it may be all coming to a head sometime soon.
Excellent. So we'll check that out. That's at AnchorRising.com, and they begin on Friday. What's the one event that you just can't miss?
The one event I can't miss.
Yeah, I can miss all of them, but there's what's
actually
one
my inability to answer your question is the answer.
Fair enough. Mark Comtois from AnchorRising.com. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate the call, and check it out. AnchorRising.com, one of the best political blogs on the planet.